I like how even your internet is like, buddy, you're pushing it. The you can no longer compress 80% of your video, and it's decided to remove 90% of the pixels. I really, Josh, I wasn't looking, and I was going to look up and be like, "What are you guys talking about?" And hope that you were actually gaslighting them, because I would have jumped in 100% and been like, "Are you guys okay?" Wait, why is fighter there? Would you ever like notify only a single class of characters? Like, yeah, Josh, can you mystify us? Is there a VR version of Foundry? It's breaking my immersion. You know what? I hate that business. We definitely can. Yeah. Means it's 80% vibe coded. That just means the hard part was done, and the vibe code is now 10 times easier. Oh, that was crazy. People do that. People are like, dude, I ran fucking Kimi K2 extra large, a 1 point whatever trillion parameter model on my fucking floppy disk, and it's just like it has 0.5 bit quantization. And you're like, what is that? What are you talking about? Like, the one model that the dude had running on his phone. I wanted to send you the tweet, but I didn't want to send you too many things to open. It literally was half a word per second. So I just watched the video for 30 seconds. I was like, I'm gonna kill myself if I watch this any longer. It's like you're running on my phone, and it's just like, wow, that's amazing. To be, and I'm like, I'm done, I'm done. You feel your iPhone heating up as it uses a fucking 30 gigs of swap.
No.
I think I've seen the clip. I think it's the only clip I've seen other than like some of the more recent ones. It's the most iconic. Quad. Just get. No. You have it, fix it. Have it, ask it to write tests. Well, I mean, he's trying to increase code coverage. He's not trying to make the code better tested. So I think he's accomplishing. I've seen some of the most crackpot shit ever written by an LLM. Like, absolutely. And it's because the person using it doesn't know how to tell it to not be an absolute fucking psycho. And this guy did it completely wrong because it was really funny. So he opens this PR It's supposed to be a simple ingestion job, like say, like loads from some other team's DB, saves to our DB in some form. It's like almost as straightforward as it could get. Instead of, I think it's supposed to save to two tables. Instead of saving to two tables, it saves, it had five tables it saved to. And it's like, wait, how did you, and it has all of like these insanely complicated constraints between the five tables. And what it does is it has the two tables it's supposed to save data, an error table if something goes wrong during ingestion, an attempt table to record attempts, and a run table to record runs. So one run contributes to the attempt table, and runs can also and attempts can contribute to the error table, and they all have these complicated foreign key constraints to keep the IDs straight. And I think like several people in my team wanted to fucking kill him, because it's like a 2,000 line diff for all of the complicated key constraints, and we're like, write something that loads from that table and saves to two. This should be 200 lines at the absolute maximum. Do not give us a 10x larger PR. We'll kill you. No, I don't think it was as violent, but I don't know if it was as nice, because the first time he opened it, it had emojis in like the log statements, and it was so clearly like he sicked an LLM on the task, and he had it write up like a full description of why it's like the perfect PR ever, like nulls can never ever enter these DB tables. We track every single error with high grain fidelity in all of these DB tables. And it was like, dude, we'll just read the logs. Please don't pollute the code base with 2,000 lines of foreign key constraints. Please, please, please. We'll kill you. And also, like, I was looking at it, like, attempt ID, what the fuck is he doing? And then I looked at the tables and I was like, oh, he's turned the database into the most structured, perfect logging machine, which is good for some things, but we don't give a shit. Just read the logs, please. Just log what's important and read the logs. Probably like ordering a fucking, hey, can we get like 10 like NVIDIA RTX like 500s? Like what, the fucking thing that gamers use? And it's just like, no, it'll help us. Trust me. Like the gamers know how to make some GPUs. Joey. When he did the detect magic. You're gonna look up bald. Just do SpongeBob bald. SquarePants movie. We probably leave before we think about how exactly we're going to deal with this. Pain. Touch it. Of course, it's the only honest thing to do. Bird time. Just a bird. What the f birds? We'll come back. Wouldn't we have seen something come through here in the time that we were here? This is giant, is it not? I mean, I feel like Pyre can be like 30 feet tall and still imposing, but that big is seems like a giant. I mean, there's a giant statue. We read about giant. There's a giant in that room. I feel like I'm connecting stuff. Didn't we ask like an unusually high number of questions about Giant and like Giant will cooperate with the little people so long as it's means to its end of destroying other little people? Yeah. Isn't all the way starward is the God home? Or am I misremembering something? Yeah. Does the God home exist? Actually, I guess I don't know. This would be like a very, very niche question. Does the God home exist in adjacent worlds, or is it just in Faerun Prime? Movie title. I mean, unless you think we can. Yeah, I think we should head back. We send the bird in? The small one? Yeah. Yeah, but if all four of us are in there, we get caught. Hey, listen, there's a big guy in there. I don't know. Yeah, I know, but I don't know what else they have in there. Bird, 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 bird.
Yeah, see if we can see what's in the buildings. Listen, I could get away with being in a restaurant's back room. I don't think, oh, I'm just a kid. For how long? Probably Benny. Benny has also a plus 11. Why do I think I had a plus 12? And Benny also has a plus 11. Benny has Godspeed. Benny also has a 35-foot movement speed. Gimme. Gimme. Yeah, but also, I mean, like, the bird started thinking weird shit, too. So, yeah. Go for well, should we send Betty in right now? Lace me up. Benny will head through stealthily. If I need it. Oh, so I got a plus one to that. 25. Absolutely.
24. All it took to not become Ziggin was to go through a portal of unseen technology to a dimension with a being of untold power. Yeah. Sure. Benny will head towards the three buildings. Absolutely. We'll go to the two other buildings and circle back.
Sure. And lore would be, is it a plus 12? Plus 10, plus 10. Yes. 24.
I see.
I don't think Benny gains really that much by getting a closer inspection of the computer. I don't think Benny really knows how to use it, and it's a high risk. I mean, we can make plenty of guesses as to what it's doing. And definitely, unless Benny is going to be ready to kill several people in the other room, I don't think Benny should go into the other room because I don't know if he'll be able to kill them. So I think Benny's going to head back to the less lived-in container and head in to snoop around in the storage areas. I think Benny will take the keys, and then head out. No, he lives here now. He's trying to find trees to create a. No, yeah, no, he's going back through the. Thirty-two crit. I'm not going back. I'm not going back. So I got these. Does anyone have any magic to just? Oh yeah, sorry. Is it just floating keys? What's Ooh. I got these. This is the only interesting thing. So there's three buildings. One is a bunkhouse for burning corpses, it smelled like, which is where these were. The other two were a Nerd Hut 1 and Nerd Hut 2. They have a computer. They're monitoring the situation. There's blue liquid like we saw in here. I'm guessing that they're just, I don't know, trying to keep track if the giant guy farts or something. I mean, it seems just to be instrumentation. There's nothing really going on. I don't think they'd be monitoring the dead corpse house. I think they're monitoring the giant thing that is in the clouds, yeah. I didn't get a good look at them. What? But also, I was just gonna say, I can't imagine those are people that are wanting to stop the guy in there from getting closer. Because, like, I smell burning in the bunkhouse. It does seem like this is an Ember Call operation. And last I heard, they're kind of like bros with the gods that want to kill everyone. So. We could try sleeping down here. We'd have to go further to the sewers because this is dangerous. How far was the trek once we were in the sewers to the shrine room? So, yeah, I guess it's not that bad. Round trip back to the place in here, I don't think it's going to be that long then. I mean, it's going to be significant, but it's, you're right, probably worth it to sleep in a safe area. Thank you. Sure.
I like that. Well, they are they up? Smell like it too.
What I think. So, I don't think these people are pushovers. I'm not sure how much attention we want to cause. I mean, so what we could go in is with like a bomb or something and plant it on the machine. Because it didn't, I mean, at least when I went in, there wasn't anyone attending it. It could rocket hammer. Yeah. Yeah, so we go in, we bomb, but I don't know it's gonna cause it's gonna call attention to the entire area. So chances are they're gonna start guarding that entrance. Maybe they seal up parts of the sewers. Maybe it's more difficult for us to get into Teller's Run overall. Yeah. Bit of an oxymoron. Yeah, I think we go in to telephone. Yeah. We bring the bomb with us. And just pretty much hope we lose them so that they don't know how we got in. Then we can head to the sewers and bomb our way out. Yeah, we could gain info on like what exactly is the goings on inside. In order to gain info at the party. Yeah, Josh, would we know if we would stick out like sore thumbs in Teller's Run? Okay. But it's not like you show up and like we're the only people that don't that are not on fire and it's like, "Hey, get them." So we wait for the. A little smackerdoodle, but who's he, what's it? A hoedown. A screaming pig. A break dance, break leg, break fest. The Peepin' Tom Pizza Parlor. The Renegade Ramp Around. Sure.
Benny will exit his room and like wearing pajamas, like ask for milk at the bar. They're like, "What are you guys doing? What's going on?" Bums ass. So we're using one of them. I think I'm gonna handle them. I don't know if I think I need a separate slip for getting one. Why do we need a third? Like a competition. What's the plan? Where it's is are we just picking whatever is the best bomb for the we're gonna stack them. So me, a child, is going to run invisible into this foreign world and throw several bombs into a storage container filled with electronics and then scuttle my way up. It's still the same. I'm gonna run in like I'm carrying a stack of 50 pizzas with all these bombs. And I'm gonna. Course. One under each arm. Anzu specializes in truth bombs. Same. No. We have more money now than before. A week. It's gonna contribute to like background idle dialogue. You'd be like, here overhear someone at a train station, like, ah, I remember when they used to put fucking drugs in this shit. It was those were the good days. Milk is on tap. Funny for you to think they're not the same. What choice do we have? Well, he's the one who's got a Gary Bolt. It's gonna be like when they arrested the Joker in the Dark Knight. Yeah, you could put it. I mean, how many is it? 8 bulk is the shadow, or 6 or something? Or the sleeves? Yeah. Oh, that's that way you can't put people in your sleeves. Josh, is a rocket launcher a one-handed weapon? Just pour out a cannon. If it's one-handed, anything is possible. Anything is possible. Wait, hold on. Let me take a look at the rocket launcher. I might just have to put this shifting rune on like a rifle or something. That's my post. Okay. Yep. Yeah. Is Benny carrying the other case as well? Well, I don't know if it's a briefcase. Nothing brief about this case. Yeah. But isn't it? It's like 3 feet by what? Oh, okay. Flat like a gun case, or is it like a trumpet case? Trumpet's the kind of gun. Oh, okay. Are we heading directly there then? Also, we're bombing if we realize that we're probably not gonna be able to go back there. So this is like kind of this is the primary focus.
Probably. Victory! Of course, stealth checks. Two by two. Benny and the bird in the back. The observers in the front. Not like how the music's better. We're stashing the bombs. For Benny. Okay. Is there some refuse we can use to cover these things? Like, cohesive refuse? I don't want to just, like, shovel shit onto it, but I mean, like, plastic. Fair enough. Hanzu. Yeah, let's show up this doctor. Twenty-nine stealth. And then Anju was 24. Yep.
Whedon.
Actually, in the like staging or I don't know, the messy storeroom, was there anything of I don't know, that seemed to be on or functioning that maybe we could investigate to get a better idea of what exactly the machines are doing? Hanzo, do you want to? Because I don't know what this. Well, I guess I know what some of these are. That's why we learn.
Oh.
AP mainframe secure terminal.
Skin viewer 5.3. Con established. Project lead. Project lead. C. Levine. We've started installation of the dishes in earnest since our test in the run went so well. It wasn't easy putting together the shells needed to manufacture radio components in a reasonable time frame, but now if anyone digs, it'll look on the up and up. Elara is estimating we'll need more than 300 to get large enough coverage for anything to stick, but I'm hoping she's just being overly conservative. I ran the numbers. I'm going to do some more fundraising if we want to hit that quota. Guess we'll see as we get closer. God, I really hate anthropomorphized polar bears. That's a weird last thing to... Yes. AP mainframe secure terminal. Skin viewer. Project, same project lead, Clevin. God's beyond it makes my skin crawl every time I need to grovel at Grayson's feet for more funding. He's always all smiles, says it's for the good of the pact, and we get what we need. But I can't help but feel like I'm selling my soul to the wrong devil when the deal gets closed. I can tell he thinks we're disgusting, but he's been ordered to play nice the same way we have. He served us pigs in blanket, and it tasted weird. Regardless, he's given us the last bit of funding we need for the project, and all we have to do in return is punish one of our contractors. Apparently he did something to fall out of Grace's good graces, but he isn't our only contractor, so that's a cheap price to pay. So the Embercall people are contractors? Maybe. Chucky? Skin viewer 5.3. Llewellyn, what's his name? Llewellyn Moss? Grayson was right to be cross with that contractor. He's a fucking idiot. Somehow he bungled the one job he had so badly, our entire operation onto the Inquisitor's radar. We didn't even give him the whole map specifically to avoid the situation. He must have been mapping them himself for whatever reason. Doesn't matter now anyway. Have to scrap the whole project. Don't have the funds to replace the dishes that were taken down and couldn't put up new ones with the Inquis breathing down our neck anyhow. Told Spark and they said they'd take care of it, but I need to move to another project in the meantime. Fuck. Skin viewer. Oh, a different project lead. Yeah, that's right. This guy left, I guess. L. Crow. Testing 2049B saw promising results. Our issue previously was attempting wholesale conversion to the desired harmony. Resulted in catastrophic failures on machinery and acceptable but unsustainable loss of personnel. See logs 1992, 1941, 1901 for details. 2049B checked alternative hypothesis, graphed newly synthesized harmony onto Void Song. Thanks to Levine's help, this appears to be a success. Pros: no explosive rejection of harmonization, positive resonance on inner horizon barrier. Conversion mechanism is simple. Cons: expensive. At this rate, we will drain our 2-year store in a month. Ugh. So they are attempting. That'd be weird. Skin viewer, Russell Crowe. Tried running collection during a fundraiser. What? They got your boy, dude. They got your boy, bro. Tried running collection during a fundraiser. Was able to harvest for almost 12 minutes before suspicions were raised and we had to turn off. We have enough to keep going for another month or two, but not nearly enough to see the project's completion. Lawson scolded the team after we were noticed. reassured him that this will not happen again. His collection was not as efficient as I had hoped. He seemed satisfied by my answer, but I fear that any additional scrutiny will endanger the operation. We are so close. I can I can feel him on the other side of the firmament, but we have no way to break through. I will consult. Well, we can see him. I will consult with the other teams to see if they have any knowledge that may help us. Disgusting.
Another one.
InViewer. InViewer, project lead, Randy Moss. Wait, go ahead.
I kind of want to blow the thing up just to read these. Anyways, Skin Viewer, project lead, a piece of moss, also known as Amos.
The first meeting was interesting, to say the least. So many little birds running around with their heads chopped off, all playing the wrong game in the hopes of securing their berth. I will let them run. Prance on the palm of whichever fiend is playing their game. The master of ceremonies seemed to be backed by someone powerful, so I think I will have some of my vipers sneak amongst the chickadees. In truth, the hardest part will be losing connection with my little ones. I will simply have to trust that they play their part or clean up the evidence they should they fail.
Amos.
Does bird know moss?
Hero points. Mythic points.
So the pilgrimage might actually be like a legit Void Song thing. Whether or not the Void Song is good, we don't know, but it's not these weirdos that are trying to duplicate it or harmonize with it. You thought it was too dumb? You thought it was a bunch of bonehead idiots?
But they're trying to get something that resonates with the Void Song to try to crack the firmament? What does that say about the Void Song, if that's true?
Could be one of us.
No. Just
So are they planning on just co-opting? Because I don't think they're the planners of the pilgrimage, but they could easily just co-opt the pilgrimage or hijack it. To get the big giant in here. Yeah. I mean, yeah, I guess it's either sneak by or kill. I like that. I'm curious to what information we're going to get. So maybe we invert it. Maybe we go bomb now. Maybe the people that are in that other room, alarm bells go off. They have to run and whatever. And we somehow get past them, and then maybe the room is clear for us to head up to the party. Yeah. Yeah. I think we do. Is the whole hallway has these pipes? Yeah, I'm not sure. I think we might use both bombs on the computer room and then the observation room. Those seem to be the two highest value targets. The one with all the people. No, the one with all the people. It's next to the mainframe. Yeah. Or we could hit the mainframe and then something on this side. Because... I think there's just too many. Like, we might destroy one thousand. So I'm thinking maybe further down this route, like where the people are talking, there's maybe something equally as important as the mainframe on the other side. So I think we. So okay, we have the 2 liter, we have the Coke and Mentos, and then we have the mortars in a suitcase. One of them is more structural. I like the Coke and Mentos for the mainframe then. That solves that. And then I guess we just save the other one for if we find anything deeper in here when we come back. If all goes to plan. I can use a gun. I think we should save the artillery for another target. I meant like a research apparatus. Well, then we'll all be stuck. Nah, I mean, I don't know, Mix. I don't have super preference. Oh, yeah. Okay. The Apollo 11 mission room. Yeah, because we hid them. Yes. Well, I need to be invisible. I mean, I don't know. You guys might be seen. I would prefer to be invisible. I think we just described the course of action, which is all of us going in. Well, okay. I think you need Benny's going to be the closest to whatever weird people are in the tent. He's got to walk by that one to get to the mainframe. I like that. Oh. Crit. So now Benny has to go back and then back through. Yeah, Benny will go back. It's good. Then Benny will head in with the the Mentos, the Coke and Mentos. Ooh. 27 for Benny. Let's go. We need one bad roll on Zoo. Yes, there we go. Always need one. Mindbird's eyes or arms come out of his mouth. He's just disfigured by the brick. Can't believe Josh lied to us on the augury. You're the DM, aren't you? Like sitting there typing in the rolls every time someone rolls a d20. Just imperiously typing, can you roll? And it's just. Yeah. Do you wanna prestidigitation that? Because I'm about to go set this bomb off. Yeah. All right, guys. You should set up the stick and ball, and then pretty much get ready to leave because this goes off in 15 seconds. Okay. Well, after you guys should be out of here by the time it's set. All right, Benny, we'll head over invisible. I guess the Coke and Mentos probably fits in his bag. I don't think a floating bomb would be the best thing for anyone to see. So he'll head over. He'll place it, and it's 15 seconds. How far is the mainframe building from the crack? Oh, okay. Yeah, this is easy. So as soon as, I guess, onlookers see the bomb out, they're probably good to leave, to just step through. Benny will follow the instructions. I forgot exactly what they were. Uncork it, and then bolt to the crack. We head away. Yeah, we're probably going to run into them in this hallway. I don't know how we're going to get past them. Yeah. I think we want to hurry. Yeah, that sounds good too. Josh, you have to solve one of those 7th grade math brain teasers. If one train leaves a station at 2.5 miles per hour and the other train... Honest. When did it... I love seeing people. Cloak.
These people will die quick enough. Yeah. Red face. Fair enough. Nope.
Same. Higher level? Six or up? I killed Tanner.
Tanner would get hit by one of those dumb AoEs that's like an afterthought. Like, oh, if you strike someone with an arrow, someone next to him takes five times your strength modifier or three times your strength modifier, and it's just like a plus 10 strength, just fucking one hit. The balancing would be awful, though. Yeah, actually, that makes sense. No, this makes sense. Tanner is a level one rat, and he has a tidy. Which is like a level 10th, a 10th level spell, because you can tidy like someone to death and want to tidy his eyeballs out of his head and replace him with hot coals. That works for the spell. Every one of these one shots with Tanner, we just rescue one thing and then something else gets captured and we just have to keep saving. What does high level mean? Oh, I'm fine with six. Okay. I'll make a healer. It's going to be a dog-based fighter that does a bunch of damage. Well, it's a healer, right? It's a healer. He'll be a blue healer. I do like how in the personal logs, it's just like, there's this fucking idiot, and we gotta get rid of him, and it's just like, so, he's not a problem anymore. Like, they don't mention. Where's our shout out? Nah, and we're gonna kill these people, and will we never see near the bombing of this? I was like paying half attention, and then we like left the room, and I was like, wait, there's like a bunch of shit in that room. I feel like we should look at some of the shit. Guys, can we look at some of the shit? And I'm so glad that I didn't think it was going to be that. I thought it was going to be like, there's a metal ball. It's some cool alloy. All right, let's go kill the scientists. But peace.